读新约圣经罗马书第十六章。
Let's read Romans 16 in the New Testament.
新约圣经罗马书第十六章。
Romans 16 in the New Testament.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我对你们举荐我们的姊妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事。
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a sister of the church which is at Centria.
请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统。她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她，因她素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
That you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matters she may have need of you.For she herself has also been the helper of many, and of myself as well.
问百基拉和雅居拉安，他们在基督里与我同工。
Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外，不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
Who for my life risks their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
又问在他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚西亚是归基督初阶的果子。
Also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Ephinetus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia.
又问玛利亚恩，她为你们多受劳苦。
Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you.
又问我亲属与我一同坐监的安多尼古和尤尼亚恩，他们在使徒中是有名望的，也是比我先在基督里。
Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me.
又问我在主里面所亲爱的安伯利安。
Greet Amphilatus, my beloved in the Lord.
又问在基督里与我们同工的尔巴努，并我所亲爱的士大古安。
Greet Urbanus, my fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved.
又问在基督里经过试验的亚比利安，问亚利多布家里的人安。
Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus.
又问我亲属希罗天安，问拿其树家里。在主里的人安。
Greet Herodian, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord.
又问为主劳苦的土菲拿士和土弗萨士安，问可亲爱为主多受劳苦的比西士安。
Greet Typhina and Tryphosa, workers in the Lord.Greet Persis, the beloved, who has worked hard in the Lord.
又问雅俊奇土、弗勒甘、黑米、巴罗马、黑马，并与他们在一处的弟兄们安。
Greet Rufus, a choice man in the Lord, also his mother and mine. Greet Asincitrus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brethren with them.
又问菲罗罗古和尤利亚、尼利亚和他姊妹同阿林巴，并与他们在一处的众圣徒安。
Greet Philologus and Julia, Narissus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them.
你们亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁，基督的众教会都问你们安。
Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you.
弟兄们，那些离间你们、叫你们跌倒、背乎所学之道的人，我劝你们要留意，躲避他们。
Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them.
因为这样的人不服侍我们的主基督，只服侍自己的肚腹，用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心。
For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own appetites, and by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting.
你们的顺服已经传于众人，所以我为你们欢喜。但我愿意你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。
For the report of your obedience has reached to all. Therefore, I am rejoicing over you, but I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。
The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
与我同工的提摩太和我的亲属路求、耶孙、索西巴德问你们安。
Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and so do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsman.
我这代笔写信的德丢在主里面问你们安。
I, Tertius, who write this letter, greet you in the Lord.
那接待我也接待全教会的该由问你们安。城里管银库的以拉都和兄弟阔土问你们安。
Gaius, host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you. And Quartus, the brother.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和我所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。
Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past.
这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按照永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民。使他们信服真道。
But now is manifested and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to all the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿门。
To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen.
下面我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，早晨你把你自己的喜乐放在你教会的当中。
Lord, we give you thanks this morning because you've put your own joy in your church this morning.
靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord God is our strength.
早晨我们在这里何等的欢喜。
This morning we are so full of joy.
因为我们可以坦然无惧的就可以直接的来到父的施恩的宝座面前。
Because we can go to the throne of mercy with confidence.
得连续蒙恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
To receive mercy and receive grace in our times of need.
早晨我们在这里把我们的眼目都再一次转在主的身上。
This morning we turn our eyes again and get them fixed on our Lord Jesus.
我们愿除去我们心中一切的帕子。
We ask you to remove all the veils in our hearts.
让你圣灵的光来照亮我们。
May the light of the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
我们向你把我们的灵都敞开。
We want to open all our spirits toward you.
主要愿你自己的话进到我们的里面。
May your own words come into us.
我们需要你。
We need you.
主啊，真把你的喜乐浇灌在你教会的里面。
Pour out your joy into your church.
让你的教会看见摆在前面的喜乐。
May your church see the joy that is laid down before them.
主啊，你自己用你自己的同在充满在你教会的里面。
May you use your presence to be filled in your church.
主，我们一同来仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look upon your mercy.
你借着圣灵把你的话向我们打开。
By the Spirit, open your words to us.
我们愿听圣灵向我们所说话的声音。
We want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
我们一同等候在主的面前。
We await as one.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 当我们读罗马书十六章的时候，我们发现有一个词，它一直重复了五次。
We notice as we read Romans 16, there is one word or phrase that has been repeated 5 times.
这个词对我们在座的许多弟兄姊妹来讲，都是非常熟悉的。
This phrase or word, to all of, most of us here are very familiar.
这个词就是教会。
This word is the church.
那这有什么特别呢？
But what is so special about this word?
如果罗马书十六章是摆在以弗所书里面的话，你发现，在这一章里出现几次教会这个词一点都不稀奇。
If you were to put Romans 16 in the book of Ephesus, to put the word church in there is not amazing at all.
但是在罗马书十六章这里，教会这个词出现了五次，是非常非常重要的。
However, in Romans 16, when the word church has the service 5 times, it is very important.
整卷罗马书一共十六章。
The whole book of Romans is 16 chapters.
在前面十五章的里面。
In the first 15 chapters.
当圣灵在那里启示使徒保罗的时候，他特别留意没有提到教会这个词。
As the Holy Spirit was revealing the words to Paul to write the first 15 chapters of Romans, he never mentioned the word the church.
这是非常非常稀奇的一件事。
This is truly amazing.
在前面十五章里面，圣灵在这里特别把教会这个词，好像在那里保留起来。
In the first 15 chapters in Romans, the Holy Spirit is apparently reserving the word the church.
在第十六章里面，好像圣灵的特别把这个词摆出来。
In Romans 16, the Holy Spirit deliberately brought forth this word.
这里面给我们看见神救恩的目的。
Here we see that the purpose of God's salvation.
弟兄姊妹，神在罗马书里面所启示救恩是何等的荣耀呢？
The salvation revealed in the book of Romans is indeed so glorious.
在这里所启示救恩是何等的完全呢？
This salvation is indeed complete.
不仅我们因信称义。
Not only are we saved by faith,
不仅我们因信成圣,
not only are we sanctified by faith,
我们更因信得荣耀,
we will be glorified by faith.
他要把我们都磨成神儿子的形象,
we will all be conformed to the image of the Son,
把我们都带进荣耀的里面,
and we would all be brought into glory.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等荣耀的救恩?
Brothers and sisters, this is a glorious salvation.
但是神的救恩的目的到底是什么?
But what is the purpose of God's salvation?
神要得着的到底是什么?
What is that God is going to gain?
我们知道第十六章已经到了这一卷书的末了。
We know that Romans 16 is the end of the book.
在外面我们看见许多的问安。
On the outside, we see a lot of greetings.
当我们仔细读的时候。
But as we read carefully.
我们看见神所要得着的。
We see what God wants to gain.
我们看见神的心意在到底在哪里。
We see where God's desire is.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人得救的得蒙拯救是非常非常荣耀的事。
It is indeed glorious for our individual salvation.
我们在身体里的侍奉也是非常重要的。
Our service in the body of Christ is also important.
但是这里面我看见神要得着一件事。
However, we see here God wants to gain one thing.
神要得着他的教会。
God wants to gain His church.
神要得着教会的见证。
God wants to gain the testimony of the church.
所以当我们来读这一章的时候，我们看见这里面给我们看见教会的意义。
As we read this chapter, we see the meaning of the church.
我们看见在这里面有许许在这个在罗马聚会这里面，虽然有许多的弟兄姊妹。
In the gathering in Rome, there were many brothers and sisters.
好像这个人数不像我们今天坐着这么多。
There may not be, their number may not be as big as where we're sitting here today.
好像在开始的时候，他们甚至都可以坐在一个人的家里，就是这个百基拉和雅居加拉，雅居拉的家里面。
Initially, there were so few people, you could just gather the church in the house of Prisca and Aquila.
但是这里面却说出教会的意义。
However, here it illustrates the meaning of the church.
虽然他们的人数没有那么多。
even though they may not be great in number,
但他们却把教会的意义显明了出来。
But they manifest the meaning of the church.
如果我们仔细查考这些人名的话，
if we look into the names, the backgrounds of these people,
他们有的是犹太人。
Some of them are Jews.
像这个刚才提到的这个雅基白基拉和雅居拉，他们是犹太人。
Some of them were Jews, like Prisca and Aquila.
他们后面看到许多的外邦人。
And then we see many Gentiles.
他们有些人是自主的，是 freemen.
Some of them are freemen.
他们其中还有很多的名字都是当时奴隶用的名字。
A lot of the names were names used by slaves.
他们中间有弟兄。
Some of them are brothers.
也有姊妹。
Some of them were sisters.
你发现他们却都在基督的里面。
But you notice that they were all in Christ.
在这一段问安的里面一直说在主里，在主里，在基督里，在基督里。
In here, when Paul uttered his greetings, he kept saying, in the Lord, in the Lord, in Christ, in Christ.
什么是教会的意义呢？
What is the meaning of the church?
教会的意义就是基督。
The meaning of church is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，教会就是基督的彰显。
Brothers and sisters, Christ is the manifestation, church is the manifestation of Christ.
在教会里面我们传讲的是基督。
At church, we preach Christ.
我们所宝贵的是基督。
We treasure Christ.
我们所追求的是基督。
We pursue after Christ.
我们所彰显的也是基督。
We also manifest Christ.
基督是教会的一切。
Christ is all of the church.
教会所充满的就是基督。
The fullness of the church is Christ.
一切属世界的差别，一切属地的差别都不能带进教会的里面。
All the worldly and the earthly could not be brought into the church.
主耶稣借着他的十字架，把这一切属地的这些所有的分别都挡在教会以外。
Through the cross, the Lord Jesus has put all these earthly things out of the church.
虽然在他们中间有许许多多的不同。
Even though there were many differences among them.
但是在他们中间你只看见基督。
However, in them, you only see Christ.
在他们中间只听见基督。
You can only hear Christ among them.
你进到他们中间只感受到基督的同在。
When you go into their midst, you can only feel the presence
of Christ. 弟兄姊妹，这就是教会的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of the church.
弟兄姊妹，十字架要把一切属地的分别统统的除掉。
The cross will remove all the earthly differences.
在教会里没有希利尼人。
In Christ there is no Greek.
没有犹太人。
And no Jews.
没有中国人。
No Chinese.
没有上海人。
No Shanghainese.
没有北京人。
No Beijingese.
没有印度人。
No Indian.
也没有美国人。
And no Caucasian.
只有基督。
Only Christ.
基督是一切。
Christ is all.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的意义。
This is the meaning of the church.
我们知道，在这一段圣经里面，当然不仅仅提到在罗马的弟兄姊妹。
We know that this passage does not only refer to brothers and sisters.
我看见这里面好像在各地神的教会之间都在那里一同的在问安。
We see that brothers and sisters over all the churches agree.
你看，在神的家中，有的人非常非常有知识、有学问，像保罗一样。
In the house of God, you see that there are some people like Paul who's very knowledgeable.
有些人好像这个其中有一个是这个管银库的，这个后面这个就是整个是他就可以说是这个他们的财务部长，这是这个二十四节。
Also, there's one of them who is in charge of the city treasurer.
你知道这个他们的地位，他们的这个在世上的这个才干都是非常非常的非常非常显赫的。
You know that they have accomplished much in this world.
但是在这个同样这里面提到许多当时做奴隶的，什么都没有的，没有知识，没有钱财的。
Here, but also mentioned people who were slaves, who had nothing, who had no possessions and no accomplishment.
弟兄姊妹，在神的教会里没有博士。
In the church of God, there is no PhDs.
没有所谓的做苦工的。
There's no one who are laborers.
在教会里都是弟兄。
In the church, everyone is a brother.
弟兄姊妹，是基督在这里来充满在我们的中间。
Christ is the one who is filling us.
这是教会那个凝聚的力量。
This is the thing that pulls all the church together.
这是教会吸引人的地方。
This is the reason why the church is attractive to other people.
我们中间有一个这个弟兄，他说他第一次来到教会里面，他说他就愿意以后继续的 倒是来聚会。
There's a brother in our midst who said that the first time he came to the church, he wanted to continue meeting with us.
因为你知道，在这个我们Dumbo那边聚会，这平均的这个文化水平是这个这个硕士以上。
Because you know, when you meet in Dumbo, the average standard is a master's. You have to have a master's degree.
这个大半都是博士。
Over half are PhDs.
但是这个弟兄他在美国只是做一般工作的。
However, this brother is only holding an ordinary job.
他告诉我说他从前是做生意的。
He told me that before he had a business.
他无论走到哪一个群体里面。
No matter which organization he went to.
你就发现在这些群体里面就有这所谓的等级的差别。
He noticed that there's always this difference in classes.
每个人都有自己的头衔的。
Everybody has a title.
他这个虽然是这个什么文化都没，但是他也是公司的总经理。
Even though he has no education, he's the president of a business.
所以你就发现是说，他说在其他地方，大家都要比说到底谁的头衔是高的。
So in other places, everybody wants to compete who has a higher title.
他来到神的家中。
When he comes to the house of God.
他说他非常受感动。
He said that he was deeply touched.
那些跟他一起交谈的人，他没有想到他们原来都是博士，都是硕士。
For the people that he was talking to, he never realized they previously were PhDs and masters.
他们那样谦卑的来服侍他。
They were serving him with all humility.
他们在那里流泪的为他家里的需要祷告。
They prayed with him with tears.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of the church.
教会里面是被基督所充满的地方。
The church is a place where it's filled by Christ.
一切属地的差别都被十字架拦阻在教会的以外。
All the differences of the earth were hindered by the cross at the outside.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这一章的时候，我们心里何等的欢喜。
As we read this chapter, our hearts are filled with joy.
虽然在罗马的那一个小小的聚会里面，好像人数很少。
Even though in the fellowship at Rome, the number may not be huge.
但是他们却把教会的意义这样的清楚明白地说明出来。
But they clearly illustrated the meaning of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神所要得着的就是他的教会。
Brothers and sisters, we know that God wants to gain his church.
教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
那你说基督有几个身体呢？
Then you say, how many bodies does Christ have?
当然只有一个身体。
Of course he only has one body.
只有一个教会。
Because there's only one church.
弟兄姊妹，教会是属天的。
The church belongs to the heavens.
教会是属灵的。
The church is spiritual.
教会大到一个地步，超过我们每一个人的想象力。
The church is so big that it's beyond all our greatest imagination.
所有人肉身的所有的想象力都没有办法想象神的这个伟大的教会。
None fleshly imagination can imagine God's church.
神要得到教会是何等的伟大呢？
The church that God wants to gain is indeed great.
在神的眼中只有一个教会。
In God's eye, there is only one church.
那你说这里怎么说众教会呢？
Then you say, why does it say churches here?
这里说基督的众教会。
It talks about the churches of Christ.
这里面说到的乃是在许多的地方，神的这一个荣耀的教会在各个地方显出来说的。
Here is referring to the different local manifestations of his glorious church.
神借着在各地他儿女们的聚集。
Through the different gatherings by his children.
把这一个荣耀教会的意义把它表明出来。
His glorious church is manifested.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在一起聚集实在是太要紧了。
Brothers and sisters, it is indeed so important that we gather together.
那是把神的心意，那个永恒的那个荣耀的教会，今天在时间，在这一个小小的空间里面，把它表明出来。
Because we're manifesting the eternal glorious church in this time and in this place.
就借着我们这些卑微的人。
And through humble bodies like us.
就把他永恒的心意在这里再说明出来。
That we can illustrate his eternal will.
弟兄姊妹，不要藐视神的教会。
So do not despise the church of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所看重的。
This is what God regards with great emphasis.
这里说的是基督的众教会。
So it talks about the churches of Christ.
是在各地把这一个教会的意义把它表明出来。
This is a local, many local manifestations of his church.
那么这你说外邦的众教会什么意思呢？
And here it also talks about the churches of the Gentiles.
那也是说的 地方说的。
It also refers to different localities.
说在犹太地之外的那些聚集说的。
It refers to the meetings outside of the land of Judea.
那你说什么叫尖格里的教会呢？
What about the Church of Centuria?
就是在尖格里那个地方的神的儿女的那个聚集，把这个教会的意义说明出来。
So it is in the location of Centuria where the Church of God's meaning is being manifested.
那你说什么叫做在他们家中的教会呢？
Then what do you mean when you say this is a church in somebody's house?
那个时候，你知道，那刚开始聚会开始的时候，人数没有那么多的。
You know, when the church started to meet, there weren't that many in numbers.
他们那个时候就聚在一些弟兄姊妹的家里。
So they were meeting in the houses of the various brothers and sisters.
所以可能在罗马的这个教会恐怕就差不多就都在亚居拉百吉拉的家里。
So probably most of the gatherings took place in the house of Prisca and Aquila.
那你说我们今天是什么呢？
So what are we today?
我们今天聚在这是什么教会呢？
What are we who meet here? What kind of church are we?
我们在这是不是就说我们是在休斯顿的教会呢？
Do we here say that we are the Church of Houston?
弟兄姊妹，在休斯顿的教会比我们这大多了。
Our brothers and sisters, the Church of Houston is much larger than us.
在休斯顿的教会，在神的眼中，就是在休斯顿这个地方，所有蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
In the eyes of God, the Church of Christ contains all His children who are saved by grace.
那在这个在休斯顿的这个教会的里面，有许多的聚集就是了。
In the Church of Houston, there are many, many fellowships and gatherings.
我们是神在休斯顿这个教会里面的一个聚集。
We are only one gathering in the Church of Houston.
我们在这里追求主。
We are pursuing the Lord here.
我们在这里认识主。
We are knowing the Lord here.
我们在这里盼望把主耶稣基督彰显出来。
We want to manifest the Christ here.
我们盼望就借着这样一个小小的聚集，就把这个教会的意义出来。
Through a small gathering, we want to manifest the meaning of the church.
这就是我们聚集的目的。
This is the reason why we meet.
这是我们确定的目标。
This is the goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们聚会只有这一个目的。
We only have one purpose.
就是让主耶稣基督在我们中间能够显明出来。
Which is to have the Lord Jesus Christ be manifested in us.
因为这就是神教会的意义。
Because this is the meaning for the Church of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们求圣灵来开启我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, we ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our eyes.
让我们真实认识教会的意义。
So that we can truly know the meaning of the church.
我们不要盼望说用我们自己天然的观念把神的教会变小了。
We don't want to use our natural concepts to minimize the church.
要把神的教会来缩小的一个地步是符合我们自己的思想观念。
We don't want to narrow the concept of church to our own concepts.
哦，弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗在那里祷告，求那赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们的心眼。
The Apostle Paul here prays that may the Holy Spirit enlighten the eyes of our heart.
让我们真的认识神所要得着的到底是什么。
So that we can truly know what God wants to gain.
让我们认识神教会真实的意义。
And we can truly know the true meaning of His church.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们要走上这条见证的道路太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed so important to the testimony that
we have to present. 如果我们对这件事不够认识的话，
if we do not have sufficient knowledge about this,
这条道路我们没有办法走下去的。
We cannot continue on this path.
弟兄姊妹，我们求圣灵这样来开启我们。
Brothers and sisters, we ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
我们感谢主，虽然就借着这样一个小小的聚集。
We thank the Lord that even through a small gathering.
就是这样一个在罗马的这个小小的一个聚集。
Even though through a small gathering in Rome,
把教会的意义这样的来说明出来。
He illustrated the meaning of the church.
不仅他在这里面，这个在罗马的这个教会说明了教会的意义。
Not only does the church in Rome illustrate the meaning of the church.
而且我们看见在他们中间也显出教会的见证。
We also see the testimony of the church in their midst.
我们知道，当人这样的来追求基督。
We see that when people pursue the Lord in this manner,
这样来经历基督，
as we experience Christ in this manner,
这样来认识基督，
and we know Christ in this manner,
你把基督这样表现出来，
and to manifest Christ,
在他们中间一定显出教会的见证。
Truly, in their midst, the testimony of the church is being revealed.
我想我们读的时候，有的时候我们都想赶紧读过去。
Sometimes we want to skip over this chapter fast.
这个太啰嗦了。
It is too nagging.
这个名字也念不出来。
We can't pronounce the names.
然后呢，都是问安。
And it's all greetings.
要我写就是问众弟兄姊妹安。
If it were up to me, I would just say, send greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我们仔细读这些问安的，你就发现使人的圣灵就借着这些问安，就把在他们中间这个教会的见证把它写明出来。
You see that through these greetings, however, the Holy Spirit revealed the testimony that is being revealed by the churches there.
我们看见在他们中间有合一的光景。
We see that there are the oneness in them.
他们彼此的接纳。
They receive each other.
他们彼此交通。
They had fellowship with each other.
都不限在他们在哪个地方聚会。
They were not limited in, with, by their locality.
你看他们之间的交通是何等的甜美。
And their fellowship was indeed sweet.
这个当这个使徒保罗问安的时候，常常说一句话。
When Paul sent his greetings, he constantly used this phrase.
我所亲爱的。
My beloved.
在主里所亲爱的。
The beloved in the Lord.
我所亲爱的。
My beloved.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在神的家中，当那个见证显明出来的时候，弟兄姊妹彼此之间是亲爱的。
You see that when there's testimony of the church being manifested between the brothers and sisters, they're all beloved to one another.
非常的近。
It is very close.
甚至使徒保罗说，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
To the point that even the Apostle Paul said is his mother and mine.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的合一的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the oneness of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的家中，很多时候我们发现我们有许多的母亲。
Brothers and sisters, in the house of God, we notice that we have many mothers.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢赞美主，我们中间很多的母亲。
We thank the Lord that brothers and sisters in our midst are many mothers.
弟兄姊妹，甚至弟兄有时也是母亲。
Some brothers are also mothers.
因为保罗曾经在这个帖撒罗尼亚教会说，我在你们中间好像母亲一样。
Because Paul said to the Thessalonians that he was like a mother in their midst.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的儿女都完全活在相亲相爱的里面。
You see that all the children of God was living in this love.
这不是属肉体的那种天然的情感。
This is not that fleshly natural love.
乃是基督的爱充满在他们的中间。
It is because they were filled by the love of Christ.
他们所看重的不是彼此之间的这个差别。
What they are looking at, taking in high regard is not their differences.
他们所在乎的不是这些吃喝的问题。
They're not mindful about what they eat and what they drink.
他们所在乎的乃是公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
What they all they treasure is righteousness, sanctification, and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
主的话在他们中间是有地位的。
And the words of the Lord have a highly regarded in their midst.
神所看重的，他们就看重。
Whatever God is mindful, they are mindful of those things.
神轻看的，他们也轻看。
What God despises, they despise too.
弟兄姊妹，你看见在这里面看见说他们彼此接纳、彼此交通这样的这个相亲相爱的光景。
And you see this condition where all the brothers and sisters receive of each other and had fellowship with each other and love each other.
我想这个都是我们大家都很清楚的。
This is something we are all clear about.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
我们如果仔细读的话。
If you read carefully.
在他们中间不仅仅显出这样合一相爱的光景。
Not only did they manifest this oneness and this loving one another.
我这次读的时候，特别有一个词让我印象非常的深刻。
As I read it this time, there's one phrase that was particularly impressed me.
就是第二节。
In verse 2.
他说你们请你们为主接待他。
Receive her in the Lord.
合乎圣徒的体统。
In a manner worthy of the saints.
弟兄姊妹在他们中间，你发现弟兄姊妹的侍奉、弟兄姊妹的生活合乎圣徒的体统。
You see that they live and then they treat each other in a manner worthy of the saints.
弟兄姊妹太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个每个家都有每个家的体统的。
You know every household has their own manner.
我记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
有一次我记得我在那里这个讲话讲的声音太大了。
I remember I raised my voice.
然后这个饭从嘴巴里喷出去了。
And a piece of rice was shooting out of my mouth.
我就记得我父亲就在那里非常严厉地告诉我。
And I remember my father told me very sternly.
这不是常家的体统。
This is not a manner of the household of Chung.
这哪和我们常家的体统。
This is not in the manner worthy of the
house. 我们他们家吃饭不能这样吃饭。
People from our house do not eat in this manner.
弟兄姊妹，每个家都有每个家的体统。
Brothers and sisters, every family has their own manner.
神的家也有神家的体统。
And in the house of God, it also has its own manner.
你看，在那个时候，在罗马的聚会里面，弟兄姊妹他们的生活里面，完了圣徒的体统。
You see that at that time in the body of Christ, they live in a manner worthy of the saints.
真的是让人羡慕。
It is truly what we long after.
这里有什么是圣徒的体统呢
？So what is a manner of the saints?
我们看见在他们中间，他们彼此相助。
We see that in their midst, they help one another.
他们都是一般给的人。
There are people who are giving.
他们纪念主耶稣的话。
They remember the words of the Lord.
施比受更为有福。
It is better to give than to receive.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣徒的体统。
This is the manner of the saints.
圣徒的体统乃是施比受更为有福。
The manner worthy of the saints is it is better to give than to receive.
自私自利。
If you are selfish,
整天想到都是自己。
Every day you're self-centered.
还到聚会想到我到底有没有得着。
You come to the meetings and you think, have I?
如果今天我没有得着，我就不去聚会。
Today, if I come to the meetings and I don't gain anything, I'm not
going to meetings. 弟兄姊妹，这不是圣徒的体统。
This is not a manner worthy of the saints.
在他们中间充满了圣徒的体统。
In their midst is full of the manner worthy of the saints.
在神的儿女中间，他们施比受更为有福。
In the children of God, it is better to give than to receive.
不仅在那里给。
Not only do they give.
甚至性命都愿意给。
They also would be willing to give up their lives.
看这里面有一对的夫妻。
We see that there's a couple here.
为了使徒保罗的缘故。
For the apostle Paul's sake.
他们可以不顾自己的景象。
They can risk their own necks.
弟兄姊妹，他们在那里持守主耶稣基督的教训。
They hold fast. The Bible said that prayers from the fatherless and the widows, God will surely not forsake.
别人为我祷告，可能神还不一定听。
God may not listen to other people.
你为我祷告，神一定听的。
But if you pray for me, God will surely listen to you.
这个姊妹就开始为丁弟兄祷告。
This sister started to pray for Brother Ding.
她从这个软弱里出来了。
And she walked out of her weakness.
她从这个下沉的光景里走出来。
And from this fallenness, she walked out.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在基督的教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, you discover that in the church of Christ.
每个人都看别人比自己强。
Everybody regard others highly than themselves.
就是在最软弱中的肢体。他们都可以尽身体的功用。
Even the weakest member of the body can fulfill the function in the body.
让神的荣耀在他的教会里面得到彰显。
So that the glory of God can be revealed.
使徒保罗说他是比我有名望的。
The apostle Paul said that
他们是在使徒里有名望的。
He had a higher reputation.
他们是比我先在基督里的。
And those also were in Christ before me.
他们是与我同工的。
They were my co-workers.
你读的时候，你真的看见在神的家中那个谦卑乃是神教会的体统。
You can see that this is the humility is really the orthodoxy of the church.
弟兄姊妹，教会的体统乃是施比受更为有福。
The manner of the church is such that it is better to give than to receive.
圣徒的体统乃是谦卑。
The manner worthy of the saints is to be humble.
不仅如此
Not only so.
你发现这里面有许多劳苦的人
You see that there are a lot of people who toil and labor.
他们在主里劳苦
They labor in the Lord.
他们是在主里面劳苦
They labor in the Lord.
他们不是在世上不光是世上有什么劳苦
They are not just laboring in the world.
弟兄姊妹圣徒的体统是什么呢
What is the manner worthy of the saints?
圣徒的体统乃是为约瑟的苦难担忧
The manner of the saints is to worry about the travails of Jacob.
Of Joseph.
Of Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，他们不是每一天到主面前只为自己那点事祷告。
Brothers and sisters, they didn't just go before the Lord to pray for their own matters.
他们是一般为约瑟的苦难担忧的一般人。
They travail for the travail of Jacob.
我记得在我们中间有一个弟兄。
I remember there was a brother in our midst.
他那个时候因着腰间盘突出，就腰的病啊，这个腿啊已经不能够弯曲了。
Because he has a herniated disc, he could not bend.
Yeah, could not bend. 因为太痛了。
Because it was too painful for him.
但是直到他手术的前一个祷告聚会，他来参加聚会。
But he did attend the prayer meeting before his surgery.
他不是在那里大声地求主，只是让他医治他这个腿。
He wasn't just praying loudly for God to heal his leg.
他在那里大声地为每个弟兄姊妹在主面前代求。
He entreated loudly for each and single brother and sister in the Lord.
这是圣徒的体统。
This is a manner worthy of the saints.
这里有一般人为约瑟的苦难担忧。
There is a people here who is worried for the travail of Jacob.
我记得他从医院里出来以后。
I remember that after he got out of the hospital.
当他能够开车的头一天。
On the first day that he was allowed to drive.
不是去工作。
He wasn't driving to work.
甚至不是去接自己的小孩。
He wasn't driving to pick up his kids.
他来到祷告聚会。
He drove to the prayer meeting.
这里我们看见在神的家中有人为约瑟的苦难担忧。
So here we can see that there are people who are worrying for the travails of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都有很多世上的劳苦。
Brothers and sisters, we all have much labor and toil on this earth.
我们每个人都有世上的重担。
We all have a heavy burden in this world.
神从来没有意思让我们把这些都挪去。
God did not want to remove all of this.
但是神今天在他的家中要得着一般为约瑟苦难担忧的一般人。
However, God wanted to gain a people in his house who is worrying for the travail of Jacob.
他们愿意和弟兄姊妹同心合意，借着祷告把神的教会给定住。
In oneness, they want to uphold the church.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会，神的家，在神的眼中何等宝贵呢？
God indeed treasure his church in his house.
但你看见当神的教会在那显出那个见证的时候，
When you see that the church manifests his testimony,
那里显出圣徒的体统。
Then you see that the manner worthy of the saints is being manifested.
他们在那里施比受更为有福。
There, it's better to give than to receive.
他们活在谦卑的灵里面。
They live in the spirit of humility.
他们为约瑟的苦难担忧。
They are mindful of the travail of Jacob.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
你发现在他们中间有弟兄姊妹在那屡次经过试验。
You also see that several of them have been tested many times.
弟兄姊妹，圣徒的体统是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is the manner worthy of the saints?
圣徒的体统乃是生命的成熟，生命的稳固。
It is the maturity of life and the firmness in life.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在他们中间那个弟兄姊妹是屡次经过试验的。
You see that brothers and sisters in their midst have been tested in trials.
在他们中间你发现他们的生命是老练的。
You see that their life is mature.
是在许多的试炼面前照样可以站立得住的。
In among many, many trials, they could still stand firm.
当生命幼嫩的时候，
When their life was young,
我们知道生命幼嫩的时候，还有许许多多这个幼嫩的时候的表现。
When a life is young, you will see many manifestations of a young life.
这个有的时候我跟这个现在有一点机会，因为我们家小孩现在稍微大了一点。
Because our kids have grown a little older,
所以呢就有点机会和这些比较大一点的孩子那么。在一起有点交通。
So I have an opportunity to have fellowship with older children.
他们告诉我。
They tell me.
他说他们最不喜欢一件事。
The thing that they dislike the most.
这个英文的叫 groupie, 就是说就是他们就是一个小小团体。
They are a small group.
The groupie.
Groupie.
Groupie. 喜欢 groupie。
They dislike groupies.
但是他们自己到一个地方，他们就 groupie， 他们自己 groupie。
But wherever they go, they themselves are a groupie.
你发现当生命幼嫩的时候，我们就喜欢 groupie， 我们就喜欢小团体。
You realize that when the life is young, we all want to be in a little groupie.
但是在这个教会的见证显明的时候。
But as the testimony of the church is being manifested,
当教会在那里显出那个见证的时候
，that when the church manifests its testimony,
你发现人来到我们中间看不见这些小团体。
You see that nobody can see these little groupies.
没有中间隔断的墙。
There is no wall that hinder one another.
屡次试验过。
They have been tested several times.
弟兄姊妹，这是神教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the church.
神的教会的见证，在一面来讲是合一，充满了彼此的交通，彼此的接纳，彼此相亲相爱。
The testimony of the church is that of oneness, of fellowship, and loving one another.
而且你发现，在神的教会里，到处是圣徒的体统。
Also, in the Church of Christ, there is a manner worthy of the saints.
弟兄姊妹，他们在那里生活，在那里侍奉的时候，合乎圣徒的体统。
As they live and they serve, they do so in a manner worthy of the saints.
他们是一般给的人。
They are a giving people.
他们牢记主的话，施比受更为有福。
They remember very well the words of the Lord. It's better to give than to receive.
他们活在谦卑的里面。
They lived in humility.
他们为约瑟的苦难担忧。
They are concerned for the travails of Jacob.
恒切地为神的家祷告。
They pray without ceasing for the house of God.
他们的生命中显出老练。
They also show maturity in their life.
生命显出那个坚固的力量。
They also show this firm strength in their life.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣徒的体统。
Brothers and sisters, this is a manner worthy of the saints.
这是神教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church of God.
那么后面我们就看见。
In the last part, we see.
既然是神所要得着的。
Because this is something that God wants to gain.
你就看见就有仇敌的工作。
You also see the work of the enemy.
表面看是说你们中间有那些叫你们跌倒，十七节啊，离间你们叫你们这些的人在那里在做一些事情。
In verse 17, people causing dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned and turn away, it seemingly was people, men, doing some things.
但你读到第二十节的时候你就知道了。
But when you read verse 20, you will realize.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下。
The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
表面看是一些人事物的难处。
Superficially, there were difficulties of men, things, and nature.
背后乃是仇敌要那里破坏神教会的见证。
But in reality, it was Satan trying to destroy the testimony of the church.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌最怕的就是教会被建立起来。
The enemy was most fearful when the church was being built up.
你什么建立起来，仇敌都不怕。
The enemy is not afraid of any other thing being built up.
无论你建立的是什么。
Whatever you will build up.
只有教会被建立起来是阴间的门所不能胜过的。
Only when the church is being built up, the gates of Hades shall not overpower.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会是神用来对付仇敌的工具。
The church of God is a tool by which God uses against the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，当教会被建立在这个磐石上的时候。
When the church is being built on the church.
仇敌就被践踏在我们的脚下。
The Satan will be crushed under our feet.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌早已经失败了。
The enemy has already failed.
但是今天仇敌用各种各样的诡计。
However, the enemy uses all kinds of crafty schemes.
他要做一件事情。
And he would do one thing.
就是破坏神教会的见证。
Which is to destroy the testimony of the Church of God.
他让你背乎所学之道。
He is trying to to do things contrary to the teaching which you have learned.
彼此有嫉妒纷争。
And he causes to have dissensions and jealousy among us.
你看仇敌多厉害。
You see how powerful this enemy is.
他知道神要建立教会是借着我们持守使徒的教训。
He knows that we have to hold firm to the teaching of the apostles.
And so that the church can be built. 然后他就让你背乎所学之道。
And so now he is having us do things contrary to that teaching.
他知道神的教会如果要被建立，就要在那里彼此的交接。
He knows that for the church to be built up, we have to have fellowship.
他就让你彼此之间有嫉妒纷争。
However, the enemy causes dissensions and jealousy.
如果中间出现了嫉妒和纷争，还怎么样的交通呢？
If there's dissensions and jealousies, you cannot have fellowship.
如果充满了嫉妒纷争，我们怎么坐在一起薄饼呢？
If we have jealousy and dissensions, how can we sit together and have a table meeting?
我们如果中间嫉妒纷争，我们怎么能够同心合一的祷告呢？
If we have jealousy and dissensions, how can we pray as one?
弟兄姊妹，你看仇敌，他在那里做事情，他不是随便做事情的。
You see that the enemy did not take things leisurely.
神所要用的每一件，才要建造神教会的，他都一个一个在那里攻击，在那里破坏。
Every single thing that God used to build up the church, He very deliberately tear them down.
那他怎样能够让我们彼此之间有嫉妒纷争呢？
So how did He cause dissension and jealousy?
怎么样让我们中间那个背乎所学之道呢？
How can we have lead a life contrary to the teaching that we learn?
他就让我们顾我们自己。
He make us only mindful of ourselves.
不是你的肚腹。
My satisfaction.
我的喜乐。
My joy.
我的主意。
My ideas.
我的意见。
My concepts.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都活在自己的里面。
Brothers and sisters, it allows us to live in ourselves.
让我们紧紧地被己捆绑起来。
So that we are bound tightly by self.
如果人都活在己的里面，撒旦就可以任意而为，在我们中间做破坏的工作。
If we all live in self, the enemy can do anything it wants in our midst.
那他怎么样能让我们活在自己里面呢？
Now, how did the enemy let us live in ourselves?
谎言。
Lies.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌用多少的谎言让我们觉得我们今天应该为自己而活。
The enemy used many, many lies to let us believe that we need to live for ourselves.
这里面说他们花言巧语。
Smooth and flattering speech.
诱惑，中文翻得很好，老实人。
They just deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting.
这个你知道，其实原来这个原文就是 simple， 就是说我们这个太容易受骗了。
The original language used the word simple-hearted.
老实也是对的，不过这个老实是比较消极一面的意义。
The word unsuspecting is also correct, but it also have a passive meaning.
弟兄姊妹，你知道仇敌多么诡诈呢？
You know how crafty this enemy is.
仇敌做事情总是在暗中的。
The enemy always work in darkness.
他总是有个遮盖的。
He always has a cover.
你有没有想象有一天有一个到银行里去抢钱的人？
Can you imagine a robber robbing a bank?
先把这个 driver license 拿出来，看见没有，常某。
And the robber turns in his driver's license and says, "This is 常建."
然后把枪拿出来。
And then he brings out his gun.
把钱放在这里。
Give me the money in here.
你知道人都是把自己给遮盖起来。
You know, we all want to cover ourselves.
要不然戴个胡子，要么戴个眼镜，反正总要把自己遮盖起来。
We either wear a beard or glasses for decoy.
弟兄们，仇敌总是在黑暗中做事。
The enemy always works in darkness.
他总是用谎言在那里欺哄我们。
He always uses lies to deceive us.
他让我们相信说我们为自己活是最上算的。
He wants us to believe that to live ourselves is the best thing.
如果我们接受他的谎言，我们就活在自己的里面。
If we receive his lies, we will live in ourselves.
仇敌就可以任意在我们中间做分裂、做嫉妒纷争的工作。
The enemy can do the work of division and causing dissensions and jealousy.
就让我们耳朵发痒。
So that our ears are.
我们都厌烦纯正的道理。
So that we don't want to hear any true.
我们就背乎所学之道。
And to turn away from the things we have learned.
神今天要把他的教会建造在磐石的上面，不是？的祷告。
So that we can pray together.
弟兄姊妹，你看见仇敌的诡计了吗？
Can you see the evil scheme of the enemy?
完全针对着神的永恒的旨意。
It totally points to the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，看见神的教会的见证，我们把自己摆上去。
We see the testimony of God and we lay ourselves down.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿在神的家中有许多的人为 约瑟的苦难担忧。
We want to have many brothers and sisters in the house of God who travail for the travail for Jacob.
我看见仇敌在那里肆意的破坏神教会的见证。
We see that the enemy tried to destroy the testimony at will.
那我们有没有得胜的道路呢？
Do we have a path to victory?
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
后面他告诉我们说，你们的顺服已经传遍了天下，与众人。
The report of your obedience has reached to all.
仇敌让我们背乎所学之道。
The enemy wants us to turn away from what we have learned.
我们就持守使徒的教训。
So therefore, we have to hold fast to the teaching of the apostles.
我们就顺服圣灵的带领。
We obey the leading of the Spirit.
我们就放下自己的意思。
Then we lay aside our own will.
所以头一个宝贵的这个得胜的兵器就是十字架。
So the first precious weapon to victory is the cross.
这是十字架，把我们自己的意思摆在一边。
It is the cross that enables us to lay down our own opinion.
这是十字架，我们完全顺服，服在使徒的教训底下。
Through the cross, we totally submit ourselves to the teachings of the apostles.
这是头一件事。
This is the first
thing. 后面他让我们就说，你们要在善上聪明，恶上愚拙。
Then it talks about how we need to be good and innocent and what.To be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil.
让我们有圣灵来的智慧。
May we have wisdom from the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在侍奉中稍微有一点点经历的话，
If we have a little experience in our service,
我们发现这个人真笨啊。
We see that we are indeed stupid.
真是愚昧啊。
We are foolish.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常凭眼见去判断事物。
We judge by what our eyes can see.
只有圣灵从上头而来的智慧，让我们能够在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。
Only the wisdom from above through the Spirit enable us to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil.
让我们能够知道仇敌的诡计。
So that we can detect the evil scheme of this enemy.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
圣灵不仅给我们这样从上头来的智慧。
Not only did the Holy Spirit gave us the wisdom from above.
圣灵也把那位平安的神启示在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit also reveals the God of peace in us.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫平安的神？
What is the God of peace?
就是已经得胜了。
Because the God is already victorious.
他早已经得胜了。
He already was victorious.
为什么他是得胜的神呢？
Why is he the God of victory?
你看后面这个使徒保罗用了好几次他讲到神的地方。
At the end, when Paul mentioned God,
他是那位有能力的神。
He is a God with power.
所以他一定是平安的神。
So
his 的能力胜过。
He is also the power that raised the dead.
而且是叫万有归附自己的大能。
It also makes all subject to him.
我们的神就是有这样的大能。
Our God has such great powers.
所以他就已经得胜了。
So therefore, he is already victorious.
而且他告诉我们，他是永生的神。
Also, it is the eternal God.
他吞灭一切的死亡。
He has swallowed all death.
他就是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
凡他所应许的必定实现。
Whatever he promised, he will bring it to pass.
他是独一全智的神。
He is the only wise God.
他太智慧了。
He is so wise.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
His will is higher than our will.
道路高过我们的道路。
And his way is higher than our way.
他也是荣耀的神。
He is also the glorious God.
他要把我们都带进荣耀的里面。
He will bring all of us into glory.
就是这样的一位神。
He is such a God.
他是平安的神。
And he is the God of peace.
圣灵就把这样一位神启示，让我们今天在这场征战的里面，让我们里面充满了安息。
So that when we are facing this warfare, our heart is filled with rest.
我们里面充满得胜的信心。
And we have this faith leading to victory.
而且后面他告诉我们，圣灵把主耶稣基督的恩典多多的浇灌在我们里面。
It also talks about have the grace of God pour out to us.
弟兄姊妹，太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed so precious.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
我们今天坐在这里见证，不是我们今天有时间所以坐在这里。
We testify. Our testimony is not because we are free to sit here.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天坐在这里见证主耶稣基督的恩典够我们使用。
We sit here to testify that the grace of God is sufficient for us.
弟兄姊妹，神没有应许其他任何一件事情够我们使用。
God did not say anything else would be sufficient for us.
有时候时间不够用的。
time may not be sufficient.
有时候钱才不够用的。
Money may not be sufficient for our.
有的什么都不够用了。
Maybe everything else.
智慧也不够用了。
Wisdom is insufficient.
力量也不够用了。
Strength is insufficient.
但是恩典是够用的。
But grace is sufficient.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
我们的见证不是说等到时间够用了，我们恩典就够用了。
Our testimony is not that when we have sufficient time, then grace is sufficient.
不是什么我们有力量了，所以恩典就够用了。
It is not our testimony is not that because that we are have strength, therefore our grace is sufficient.
弟兄姊妹，我们的见证乃是恩典够我们使用。
Our testimony is simply our great grace is sufficient for us.
仇敌怎么欺骗我们呢？
How would the enemy deceive us?
如果你没有时间，你就没有办法来祷告聚会。
If you have no time, you can't come to the prayer meeting.
你时间不够用了。
Because you don't have sufficient time.
弟兄姊妹，但我们的见证是什么呢？
But what is our testimony?
不是因为我有时间，所以我参加祷告聚会。
It is not because I have time, therefore I go to prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我看见许多参加祷告聚会的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, I see many brothers and sisters who come to prayer meeting.
在他们生活工作中，是他们是非常非常的忙碌的。
They are very, very busy in their lives.
他们来到祷告聚会，不是见证说他们今天没事干了，今天又放假了。
They come to prayer meeting not because they have nothing to do or they're.
弟兄姊妹，他们在那里做一个见证。
But the testimony that they bear.
时间是不够用的。
Is that time will never be sufficient.
什么都不够用，力量也不够用了。
Everything else is sufficient. Strength is insufficient.
身体也不够用了。
The body is insufficient.
但是恩典是够用的。
However, grace is sufficient.
有你知道我那个时候还是单身。
At the time, I was single.
我那个时候跟大家一起去夏令会。
I went to the summer conference.
我们真的欢喜快乐。
We were full of joy.
那个时候你知道，因为我们单身，我觉得我们时间好多。
Because I was single, I felt like I had a lot of time.
我们可以跟这个甜美交通，跟那个甜美交通。
I had sweet fellowship with this person. I had sweet fellowship with that person.
我看见有的弟兄姊妹他们带着孩子去的。
We see some brothers and sisters who bring children.
我觉得他们什么都不够用。
I felt that they had the.
他们为了老大要为老二。
They have to care for the.
有的还有老三、老四，还有更多。你说在我们中间主很祝福我们，我们真的不仅有老二，还有老三，还有老四，还有老五。
God was very gracious to us. In our midst, we have people with five children.
但我发现弟兄姊妹，时间都不够用了。
But we noticed that brothers and sisters.
好不容易把孩子弄好了，聚会又开始了。
And by the time you're done with your children, the meeting has already started.
但他们上去服侍的时候，我真的很感动。
But when they went up to serve, I was very touched.
他们做个见证，主的恩典够他们使用。
Because they stood up to testify the fact that God's grace is sufficient for them.
我们感谢神，神把这样宝贵的相聚的机会赐给我们。
We thank God that He has given us such a good opportunity.
这岂不是神的旨意吗？
Isn't this the will of God?
如果是神的旨意，难道神的恩典不在那后面拖住吗？
If it were the will of God, wouldn't the grace of God uphold us?
神岂不是用他的旨意和恩典召了我们吗？
Wasn't God calling us with His will and His grace?
弟兄姊妹，既然是神的旨意。
Because it is will of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道恩典一定够我们使用。
Then we surely know the grace of God is sufficient.
有的弟兄姊妹晚上睡不着觉。
There are brothers and sisters who have insomnia at night.
但你发现他们白天听到的是不睡觉的，这个一点都不打瞌睡的。
But during the daytime, they do not slumber.
不是说睡觉够了，不是。
It's not that they had enough sleep.
睡觉不够用的。
They did not have enough sleep.
但是恩典是够用的。
But grace is sufficient.
弟兄姊妹，这是神教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the Church of God.
这是圣灵要在圣灵里面多多的加给我们的。
This is something that the Holy Spirit will add in manifold ways.
所以你看见这里面得胜的道路多么简单。
So you see, this is a simple path.
借着十字架。
By the cross.
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
让我们可以从仇敌的那个网罗里面解救出来。
That we can be saved from the traps of the enemy.
我们不再受他的欺骗。
We are no longer deceived by the enemy.
我们也不再为我们自己而活。
And we no longer live for.
我们乃为那为我们死而复活的主活。
We live for what the one who died and rose again.
我们就持守使徒的教训。
We hold fast to the teachings of the apostles.
我们彼此交接。
We've had fellowship.
我们擘饼。
We break bread.
我们同心合一的祷告。
We pray as one.
这是罗马书。
This is the book of Romans.
等到最后。
At the very end.
使徒保罗在圣灵感动里面把前面十六章都写完了。
By the moving of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul finished all the other things in the book of Romans. He praises God. He gave God all the glory and honor. What did he say?
他说, 我的福音, my gospel.
My gospel.
在中文里说,
my gospel.
弟兄姊妹,
in the original language, it is not the gospel that he
preached.
But it is my gospel. It is a gospel that I personally
heard.
This gospel does mention the Son of God. And the Son of God is the gospel of God. However, today, the Son of God is my Savior. And the Son of God lives in me. And this gospel becomes my gospel. This is a gospel that I personally experienced. And the Apostle Paul says, this is my gospel. He has experienced this glorious liberty in Christ Jesus. He was in such woes.
他想要做的,
the things he wanted to do, he did
不想做的,
not do.
偏偏去做,
the things he did not want to do, he
他想讨神的喜悦, 确实做的却与神的旨意背道相驰,
he wanted to please God, but he totally opposed God.
是神在他的怜悯里启示了他,
in God's great mercy, he revealed himself to
Paul.
So that he saw that he was put in Christ Jesus. Not only was he sanctified, also the law of the
Spirit
liberated him so that he can lead a life of sanctification. This is a gospel that he personally experienced. Not only is this something he personally experienced, this is also a gospel he treasured. Previously, this was a people with no hope. Previously, this was a people whose mouths was close to God, but their hearts were far from God. Truly, they had no hope. The glory of God had departed. However, you see here, God will bring all of them into His glory.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is what Paul treasured. Not only is this something he experienced, and he treasured, this is also what he testified. Therefore, he does not mind
his life,
and he does not treasure his own life. He wants to complete his
course.
He wants to accomplish the ministry that he has
given,
so that he can testify of this grace, the gospel of grace. This is what he testified. He knew nothing. He only knew Christ and him crucified. This is his gospel. The Son of God became his gospel. Not only was this his personal testimony, this is the testimony of the whole church. May glory be with all his God forever.
弟兄姊妹, 使徒保罗就这样的把整卷罗马书结束了。
Brothers and sisters, this is how the Apostle Paul finished the whole book of Romans. May the Son of God become all of our gospel. May the Son of God be all of our experience. May the Son of God be everything that we treasure. And also the Son of God would be our testimony. Let's pray. Lord, we worship you. You are the God of peace. You are about to let us crush Satan on our feet. We thank and praise you. You will build the church on this rock, that the powers of Hades shall not overcome. We thank you, thank and praise you that you've shown us the cross and the Holy Spirit.
让这个福音成为我们的福音。
May this gospel become our gospel.
我们今天活在地上，就是成为你自己活的见证。
So that when we live on earth, this is your lively testimony.
让这个福音不仅仅是我们所传的。
May this gospel not be only preached by mouth.
乃是我们生命中所见证的。
But this gospel is something that we manifest in our lives.
荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.